Now, the point of that is to show that is his argument, and that's kind of the summation of his argument, where they were accusing Stephen of teaching that God was going to destroy that temple. And he says, look at the prophets themselves say, you're going to build me a house made with hands? Come on, you know, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What is the place of my rest? What house will you build me? He's showing that God does not dwell in houses made of wood and stone. That may have been a temporary phenomena back then, but now God dwells in us. He did not glorify that temple, and he is then going to destroy that in favor of a better temple. Stephen finishes up in verse 50, giving his reasons why he believes that this temple, the physical temple, was going to be destroyed in Jerusalem. It's because God was dwelling in a new house, a house that he intended from the beginning, even though he did dwell in Solomon's temple temporarily. But that was a type and a shadow of the true temples, which is you and me, and the believers in whom he dwells. Then he commits the unpardonable sin here. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. Ooh, boy, is he ever anti-Semitic, right? Well, you don't dare say that anymore. You do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers. Them strong words, okay? You don't ever hear sermons on this anymore because it might offend somebody. Well, we won't sermonize on it. We'll just let Stephen do all the talking here. Who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. Now that really got their goats, I'm sure. Because they believed that they were really, really zealous in keeping the law. But Jesus said, by their traditions, they had made the law of no effect, null and void. In other words, they were violating the law by keeping their traditions. They had put away the law. The law is not the problem here. The problem is the traditions which put away the law.